Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
At the highest levels of academia, in every power position in the global military, industrial, financial combine, governments are openly saying that the public has discovered their world government, their tyrannical plan, and that massive global police states must be accelerated. The completion of their system must be put in place. The democratic process must be blocked so that the establishment can secure the life extension technologies and other advanced systems to themselves to secure their hegemonic, centralized world government monopoly of power, thought, and, yes, even life. Earlier, we played Frequency Clear analysis from YouTube. Great info. He was bringing up the power of these new nanotech, robotic weapon systems, everything the enemy is deploying against us. But we are 6,300,000,000 biomechanical creatures who are, again, developed from organically on this planet with the guiding hand of our Creator. We still have the mind and the intellect. Even though we're in a drug-induced, radio wave-induced fog, we can still break through this if we're able to get the species survival mechanism activated, which fluoride, by the way, suppresses, amongst other things they're pushing. And we are getting people within the system who've been compartmentalized, who have been given false templates of data, false maps they're following, believing they were carrying out certain operations for a good reason, for a good end, when in truth it nexused in and plugged into a larger matrix of dehumanization and absolute despotism. The GMO, the nanotech, the genetic engineering, all of it. The elite are releasing it to create billions of different crises so they can then offer their solution with no intention of ever even solving or fixing any of it. They are at least 30 years ahead in their technological developments than what we even know about in many cases, in many sectors of technological development. They have basically slowed the technological plane in development here at the grassroots ground level for 99.9% of the population. The elite openly talk about this. Again, Bill Joy, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, owner of Sun Microsystems, going to an elite meeting in 99 where the elite openly talk about how they plan to exterminate us and why they no longer need us as biomechanical androids, as they call us, to carry out their functions. They wish to call us en masse, and then they will go forward in the future. It is the ultimate greed, the ultimate selfishness. They are not happy that we've read their founding documents and that we reverse-engineered many of their other operations, and you're giving a full spectrum, full analysis of the bases of their allied attacks on free humanity. We are very deep into this. We're only now, as a general public, discovering poison operations they've launched against us in the 40s and 50s. More and more, we're discovering current operations that are much more sophisticated. They've openly announced they've developed, quote, vaccines that attack the structure of the brain and literally rewrite neural pathways. The evidence is, and we now know for at least 12 years, that they have developed vaccines that are inherent in the foods. These shouldn't be called vaccines. These are programmed, genetically altered creations of the crime axis that are then, evidence shows, already being put into many of the foods. This is accelerating. They're only testing these right now in third world sectors where there's no media that can challenge them and the people are completely uneducated, but they instinctively know to run from the UN vans when they show up with the local military who are paid to forcibly inject them. All sorts of bioweapon, chemical weapon tests are going on globally. Singapore is testing in different sectors of the city. We've had this confirmed from inside sources. Different high-tech chemicals and biologicals in the water supply. This is an absolute worldwide emergency transmission to humanity. I have reverse-engineered the enemy operation. Many others have reverse-engineered it as well. Much of it is openly stated. We are in red-level crisis. We are under attack by the people that funded the Soviets and the Nazis. They killed over 200 million last century. I'm begging you to listen to me. I'm begging you to check into the claims I'm making. This is an absolute emergency transmission to the species to awaken and resist. Activate. Start looking around you.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
We all know that Berkey Water Systems are the only trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, and radon-222. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer the best deal in the world on the web for Berkey Light Water Systems. Order the Berkey Light System today and we'll include 2 black Berkey elements and 3 sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and the 3 sport Berkey water bottles, a $90 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507. Or click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to get back into the scientific dictatorship. Basically, the top scientists in the world, because of government support, were in France and England in the last 300 years. For over 170 years, they decided to set up a scientific dictatorship. They honed their skills in propaganda, sociology, chemicals, biologicals. And they believe it's their right to engineer us, control us, do as they will with us. We'll be getting more into that coming up. We're also going to open the phones up in the last half hour. Ron Paul has now said he believes he's been cheated in Louisiana, where people are saying he won first place, but then magically he got second place. When he got second place in Nevada, they just on national news didn't show it and said McCain won second place. Just mass fraud in your face, all documented stories at PrisonPlanet.com. Then out in New Hampshire, where this all started, where a recount was funded by you, the listeners, predominantly of this show, supporting the Granny Warriors and others, with a Republican candidate who did go for it. Ron Paul got really attacked by his supporters for not doing this. Now he is stepping up in Louisiana. So much is happening. And Bev Harris, who, of course, written the book on black box voting, consulted and helped make the film, Hacking Democracy for HBO, critically acclaimed. People then, when the Democrats got in 2000, and six thought that magically everything was okay with the machine. She pointed out, no, they both parties are working for the same people. There was evidence of fraud there. Folks she fingered in Ohio for being in fraud in 2004 have gone to prison. She's been in New Hampshire for the last couple weeks. She's been there documenting all this. We got some audio from some video of them not securing ballots. We're going to play in a moment. Here to give us her on-the-ground analysis is Bev Harris of blackboxvoting.org. Bev, thank you for coming on with us.
Hi again, Alex.
You've got the floor. Give us the whole saga report, not just the latest, what you witnessed there.
It was shocking. You know, what we wanted to see, and, you know, after I found that Albert Howard, the candidate that you guys largely funded his, well, completely, I think, funded his recount, I knew that somebody needed to get to New Hampshire and protect or find out what they're doing with chain of custody of the ballots. Because remember, New Hampshire had the memory cards for 81% of its votes counted by this one company. We found the guy was a convicted felon who was involved in that. And so if there was any funny business with those voting machines, and they're bringing all the ballots in to recount them by hand for this candidate, Albert Howard, then I was very concerned that there would be ballot substitution on the way in. That's why I wanted to see what the chain of custody was all about.
In fact, you fingered exactly the weak point where the pipe narrowed.
Right. And I tell you, this was the Friday, a couple weeks ago, Friday, and I don't like to travel very much, and I just knew it was haunting me. It's like I've got to get there. I literally hopped on a red eye, flew overnight, forgot my coat for New Hampshire in the winter, which wasn't a great idea, and I didn't know what I was going to do. I'm sitting there thinking, what am I thinking? I'm charging off to New Hampshire in the middle of the night by myself without a coat. What do I expect to find? How the heck am I going to find anything? But I got to on the ground on Saturday morning, and I contacted some of the best and most innovative citizens who've really sprung up in the last 4 years to start to investigate elections in their own areas. One of them is in the film, Hacking Democracy, Susan Pinchung. She's the woman that cries at the end of the film. She's a great investigator. I also brought in Patty Schaefer, who helped to uncover the Ohio recount sham. And I brought in Melissa Erda, who's from the West Chicago area. She's in
now,
the
I have to say,
Illinois.
Some of the Ron Paul folks who are great people but weren't sophisticated in this manner don't understand the technical ways they steal. They got mad and said, Bev's being aggressive. Bev's getting in their face. She's got this group of attack dogs with her. No, it's because you're a dog that will hunt. You know what you're doing, and unfortunately some of the other folks don't understand that these smiling devils will smile at you, and I heard you got pretty mad at some people.
Well, you know, I really didn't get mad. What they sometimes see as aggressive is follow-up questions. What it is you'll ask them a question, and they'll completely answer something different and give you some long-winded, non-responsive answer. And you have to keep coming back with some of these public officials to the same question, the same question, the same question, in order to show that they're either going to answer it or not answer it. So this, you know, that we have this culture of we should always be deferential, and we should always bow to authority. But the fact is,
well, they don't roll over. They don't roll over when a SWAT team busts in your house at 3 a.m.
Right. Well, if you ask a public official a question, and they don't answer it, then you have a right to ask a follow-up question. So the problem was that we either were not getting answers, or we were getting bizarre answers. One of the first things that happened is, Patty Schaefer from the Ohio Election Justice Campaign, very experienced in this kind of thing.
Who sent people to prison.
Yeah, well, that was Kathleen Wynne's video. There's a few people on the ground here. But she has done some amazing work in Ohio. And she questioned the Secretary of State of New Hampshire and said, where are your memory cards, which are the cards that hold the votes, which are what was programmed by this company. And you know, he hemmed and hawed, and she had to keep asking him over and over. Ultimately, he admitted he didn't know where they were. Now, I'm talking, this is days after the election. Just days after the election.
And the number two guy in the company, he's already been caught in Connecticut in what the state called criminal, running around during an election with a trunk full of memory cards, the convicted narcotics trafficker.
Right. So, you know, what happened next was a lawyer for a citizens' voting rights group called Voter Action, John Bonifaz, came in, and he cross-examined both the Secretary of State and the Attorney General, who claimed then that they didn't need to secure the memory card. So yeah, people got, and also there were some people who planted some stuff that never happened, where they would say, well, Bev Harris, you know, put Albert Howard's phone number on the internet. That never happened. I would never do that in a million years, you know, but so there was a little bit of disinformation out there. But we did do follow-up questions and pin them down as to what they were doing with chain of custody, and it was very fruitful. For example, one of the things that happened is, and we had about ultimately about six or seven, mostly middle-aged women there who were very experienced in kind of wrestling with the government. There's a person named Sally Castleman who is there from the Election Defense Alliance, another voting rights group. She followed the ballots back to the vault where they were keeping them overnight because they made this big deal. They brought in the news channel and said, look at this, we keep them in the vault, it's so secure. Well, she got back there and she noticed there were slips in the boxes. Now, these are boxes of votes that have not been counted yet, and so she noticed that most of them had slits in the end.
The slits are open. By law, they're supposed to be sealed.
They're supposed to be sealed, correct. So I went in the next day, and today I'll be uploading a video on YouTube, and you can just go to, you know, Black Box Voting and see all our videos on YouTube. But I'll be uploading something there today that shows this very clearly. I then, the next day, came in and asked the Assistant Secretary of State, David Scanlon, who's really running the show there, by the way, could you get things, you know, what about that slit in the end of the box? And he does this kind of O.J. tries on the glove demonstration where he's like, oh, you can, you know, he tries to barely slide a pin into it and show that. Well, then Susan Pinchon from the Florida Fair Elections Coalition sticks her whole hand in. It was really quite humorous, and you'll see that clip on YouTube later this afternoon, where you have the Secretary of State saying, you can't get into the side slit, you know, and making it look really hard, and then Susan Pinchon just sticking her hand in. So we knew that this slit wasn't secure. Well, then they said, you don't need to worry about the slits on the side, because we have this tape that seals the top of the box. And they point that out.
And it's a special kind of sticker that goes on and comes right off without tearing. And I know about bumper stickers.
It's a Post-it note. It's a Post-it note, basically. And, but they point to this. They don't tell us that, and they won't let anyone touch the box. And I say, this is what really seals it, this white label. It's our special Secretary of State tape. So on videotape, again, and you see this in the video I'll upload this afternoon, I actually kind of quietly, hoping they wouldn't notice, just peeled some up, and you could see that it comes right off the box, comes off a cardboard box, doesn't leave any mark.
You put it on and off over and over again. It's the type
of
design.
Actually, there was a couple of demonstrations. First, I just took one that the actual, from a real ballot box that had been sealed by the town clerk, and just gently peeled it up about 2 inches. And then they told me quickly to stop touching the box, and I did. Well, then I asked these various officials, what about this tape? Would you let us see a new piece? Would you show us this, whether it adheres? Of course, none of them would. And then we actually did put a piece of tape on a box, rip it off repeatedly. It's a Post-it note. You can put it on and off, on and off.
And by the way, they all were acting like cats who'd been caught in the cartoon with a canary feather sticking out of their mouths.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then it got even, what we did next is I wanted to see, okay, then in the vault they have these slits, they've got this removable Post-it stuff on the top claiming it's a seal, it's a sham. So what is the condition? Now you've got this, supposedly the state police driving all over the state, picking up the ballots from the town to bring them into the Secretary of State. Well, I wanted to see, well, it wasn't the state police, it turns out. It was two guys named Butch and Hoppy. And Butch and Hoppy pick up all the ballots in New Hampshire.
I'm surprised they weren't named Sharky or something. And of course, again, they told the public it was state police.
Yes, they did tell the public, and the town clerk told us it was. Well, there was one state policeman following them, a fairly surly guy, you know, at least in the initial stages of this. And so I wanted to see what the ballots look like when Butch and Hoppy take them off the truck. Well, sure enough, they not only had seals in them, some of them weren't even closed. They had the box top open. And, you know, it's big gashes and tears in them. That's also going to be in the videotape on YouTube this afternoon. And, you know, this stuff is, you just can't make this
and
up.
And then they wouldn't store it in the locked vault where by law they're supposed to. And
well,
there's
let
a
me
big.
Explain.
Well, stay there. We got a break, Bev Harris. We're going to come back, play a minute or two of the audio of that video that's up on PrisonPlanet.com and BlackBoxVoting.org and continue talking to Bev Harris, our bulldog in there going at the throat of the New World Order, exposing the fact that these elections are an absolute fraud. We're bringing you down, New World Order. Yeah.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their attribution.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles. All available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Trying with my pants behind me. I got a smile for everyone I meet. As long as you don't start dragging my bag, dropping the bomb on my street.
Yeah, I got a smile for you as long as you don't try dropping a bomb on my street. But that's what they do, stealing our votes, putting poison in our water. Starting World War III. It's the New World Order Crime Syndicate. We're fighting them. Bev Harris, so bring it down to the line. Tell us what happened, this video. We're going to play some audio of it where you're out there. And, I mean, break down the fact that they wouldn't even put it in the vault. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me set that up for you. Basically, we decided after seeing these decrepit condition of the boxes, stick your hand in, removable labels, that we wanted to see them coming out of the van when they delivered them. Well, they came out of the van with, you know, opened up. So then we decided, let's follow the van and see what condition they're in when they are actually at the town being picked up. Well, that's when things got very squirrely, because when we went to the towns, they were in pristine condition. They were in excellent condition. They were taped up. They were sealed. So we videotaped these guys, Butch and Hoppy, picking up these lovely boxes. They knew we had video that the boxes were not cut open, right?
And then when they get there, they're cut open and ripped open.
No. Oh, that's right. God. They knew they couldn't. So we waited and waited for them to deliver the
boxes. But I mean, let me be clear, though.
Let me stop you, though.
But you did see them before they knew that, with them cut open, busted
Correct.
Open. Then once you're watching them, that stops happening.
Exactly. So that's exactly right. We watch them. They see us videotaping the boxes. Well, they can't very well deliver them with slits in them. And sure enough, they deliver them. They were the great delay. They waited for everyone to go home. They waited till after dark, and we wouldn't leave. So we videotaped them. They come out of the truck. They're sealed up still. They're in good condition. That's the night they decided, well, we're not going to put these lovely, pristine, excellent boxes in the vault tonight. You see, the reason they didn't put them in the vault that night was because they couldn't get at them before they delivered them.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to be clear, because we're going to write an article about this, Bev. How many towns had they already picked up before, and then the boxes are all ripped open, slits in them, torn open, and then how many towns after were you able to follow them when the boxes were pristine?
Well, the towns before were the big population centers. Nashua was particularly ripped up. Nashua had the lids open, the boxes gashed open. It's a big town. Manchester, some of them were ripped open, and Manchester had some other anomalies, so I won't get into all the details. But the bigger population centers were the first ones they picked up, and those were the ones that had the rips in that we saw.
No. Give us the other anomalies.
Oh, well, Manchester, they pick up all the boxes, and then we got the dispatch sheets. Of course, they don't like when you do that.
Oh.
So we were comparing their route. Well, Manchester, Ward 11, they have these different wards. It's like precincts. And Ward 11, they delivered part of it in the morning, but then they delivered part of it about 8 hours later.
Oh.
Through the back door. Now, this is what's so strange is, they have this, obviously it was in the van, because the van shows up, the dispatch sheet shows them delivering all the boxes in public at the front door, signed off by like three officials, except for one, Manchester Ward 11, which was taken to the back of the building and signed off by a different lady.
Oh.
And why is that? I don't know. You know, but these kinds of things.
So the big towns had been ripped open and slits in them, and then once you start watching with the other town pickups, they're pristine and the locals have done their job.
Right, exactly.
Which is the way it always works. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, it says, yeah, the locals are good. I mean, and I'm waiting, I'm telling you, we're putting these pictures and these videos on the web. I'm waiting for a local to go, hey, wait a minute, that's not the box I sent. I can hardly wait for that to happen because I think it will happen.
And we need them to contact you at blackboxvoting.org when that happens. This is a team effort.
Actually, I think they should go directly to the FBI as well.
Now, again.
Don't bother with.
Ben, let me hold you over because I've got to ask a few more questions. But I just want to point out here, you know, my listeners predominantly help raise the money. Mr. Howard takes action. You take action. There's people on the ground watching. This is a team effort together. People say, well, why do you still vote if there's fraud? Because we're going to prove the fraud. We have to continue to engage the enemy to learn their operations. Bev, go ahead.
Right. And, you know, it's so interesting you mentioned about the Republican recount. There were two recounts. One was for the Democrat, for candidate Dennis Kucinich. One was for the Republican. And I can resume this at the end of the commercial if you need me to. But
Yeah. Just do like five more minutes on the other side, Bev. I know you've got to go, and you're still there in New Hampshire battling with these people. And there'll be huge reports up on PrisonPlanet.com and BlackBoxVoting.com this evening. This is a 10-alarm fire. Call all the riders. Batten down the hatches. InfoWars listeners, get ready to go crazy with this report. Ram it through the censors.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Where's McGarrett when you need him? You know, he'd get in there and stop all this fraud. Yeah, I'm pretty excited right now because Bev doesn't play games. They help send people to jail in Ohio. During the break, she just told me it's red-handed. Tell us, Bev, you're saying now we can officially say the money should all be refunded to the Democrat and Republicans that paid for this, the recount was not a good one, and you're saying that something's rotten in the state of Denmark, and I'll tell you right now, it's red-handed fraud. Bev, break it down. Give us the final analysis.
Yeah, the money should be refunded by the Secretary of State. He should resign, so should David Scanlon. I mean, it's that bad there. Dennis Kucinich aborted his recount halfway through because he said there was, you know, the chain of custody was a mess, there were anomalies all over the place, and he kind of basically said, what's the point? I'm glad that Albert Howard has continued to push because they're playing all kinds of games with him, and to the extent that they were going to try to cancel the recount as of tomorrow for a few days, for what, we don't know, and he objected to that. He's holding his own really well. I'm just really impressed with this guy. And but they seem to be quite reluctant to go up north and pick up all those little tiny towns and bring them in with people following their van, which, by the way, is what needs to happen. Anybody who can get to New Hampshire and follow them from start to finish.
Yeah, they're trying to wait till the heat's off them. Now, finish up with what happened. You're there with the Secretary of State, all of them, in the night, going, hey, we want you to put these in the vault. And they just go, trust us. We'll leave them right here in the office. Everything's fine.
Well, they put a Post-it note on the door, you know, across the two doors, so, you know, nobody could possibly take the Post-it note off and go in and put it back on again, right? Yeah, it's simply every way that it could break down, it seemed to be broken down. And even to the extent of just not following procedure. Procedures for chain of custody are all she wrote. They're all the marbles. If you don't follow chain of custody procedures, you might as well just say, let's not even do a recount. They also were opening the Republican ballot boxes with no Republican person there or even notified that they were going to open them. They brought them into the Democratic recount and started opening them up and putting them in new boxes and sticking them back, you know, in the warehouse. And I was just like, how can you do this? You haven't even told a Republican candidate that you're taking his ballots and toting them around the state and opening them up and doing stuff. Nobody's even here to witness for him. It was this, what's your procedure? Oh, we don't have a procedure. Well, come on now. How can you say that you can open someone's ballot boxes without them present? What is that? And it was pretty much this way all along the route. I mean, you have what's really needed now that I think could really put the nail in their coffin. Albert Howard, the Republican candidate, is requesting that he be able to select the towns that they go to next. Secretary of State said, no, we'd like to select the towns. Well, we can figure that one out. He's saying, no, I want to select the towns that you get next. And then if people follow that van the whole way, all the way till they drop it off, and then the next thing Albert Howard's folks are saying is, and we'd like you to count those before you take them anywhere, put them in the vault or anything else, just bring them into the room and count them on the spot. Now, that would be very interesting.
What are they saying about that?
Oh, they don't want to do that.
You were a corporate fraud investigator before you got into all this. I mean, watching the videos of those guys' faces, they look guilty as Hades.
their body language is pretty revealing.
Well,
you know, and I'm sorry to say it, the guy in that video is clearly kind of not used to lying as much as some of them. The video that I'll put up today has one of their professional lawyers on it, and he got really ticked off and called security when I asked follow-up questions to him. Because he didn't want to answer anything.
Bev, bottom line, I want to get your clear statement on this. You're saying who should resign, specifically that the recount was a sham and that the money needs to be refunded?
I think Assistant Secretary of State David Scanlon, who's actually their operations guy, should be dismissed from his position. The Secretary of State should resign. I say that sadly because I wanted to believe in him, but it's unspinnable. And they need to refund the money for both candidates and go ahead and count all those ballots in public anyway, even though, and they should probably, you know, make a much more public chain of custody when they transfer those ballots. I think the idea of having Butch and Hoppy driving around the state in a van, and by the way, they speed like crazy. They, you know, they were going 90 miles an hour in a 65 mile an hour zone. State employees in a state vehicle.
We need a state trooper
behind them.
We need to find out about their records, don't we?
Yeah, their real names are Armand Dubois and Peter Falzoni. But, you know, we don't know about their drivers. We don't know anything about them.
But we know they're good guys. Well, you know.
Yeah, how can you have a bad guy with a name like Hoppy?
Yeah, you know, he's a good guy. He does some things for us sometime. Hey.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation. What offended me the most in New Hampshire was that these are really good people. This little local town system is really a nice system. They've got these hand counts in public in a lot of places, and they're exploiting the best characteristics of these wonderful
people. But then we get some.
Put it back in your face.
But then we get some, Bevs, and that's what matters. But, I mean, going back here, you talked the whole time about how they always print named secret amounts of extra ballots. You've been wanting to know where those are the whole time. What's going on in the van before you could catch them when these things are being opened up? What type of goodies were in there? I'm sure nothing. I'm sure everything's fine.
Well, we actually did. They didn't have room in the van for the goodies. We can document that. But they have liaisons along the way. And we caught them meeting up with a green Jeep right in the middle of nowhere on their route.
Oh.
No explanation. We're right behind them. And so they just run across the road, say something to him, and then they take off in different directions.
Oh.
But that's
this isn't this isn't suspicious at all. Tell me about the green Jeep.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's the thing. And they did try very aggressively to lose us. They do these a whole bunch of different maneuvers.
Okay, so they're racing at 90 plus miles an hour away from you. I guess they thought they'd lost you. I mean, specifically meeting the green Jeep. Tell me about that.
Oh, well, yeah, that's exactly it. Fortunately, Susan Pinchon from Florida Fair Elections Coalition used to live in Maine, and she's an awesome driver. And, you know, she really had, it was really dangerous what they were doing, by the way. They were endangering other cars.
Oh, we're having to engage in our own, you know, counterintelligence ops, you know, racing around. That's what it's going to take, citizens. I've always told you.
Yeah, well, what we did, then I got out of the car, and I said to Butch and Hoppy, I said, you know, I got you guys going 48 miles an hour through a school zone that was 20 miles an hour with the lights flashing on an icy road. You were endangering people. And then I said to the cop, do you think it might be a good idea to tell them to slow down since we're following them because you are endangering citizens? And he goes, well, I could do that. So it was much nicer for the rest of that day. They drove the speed limit, but then they used other evasive maneuvers. Like they would go round and round in circles, turning left, and hope, you know, pretty soon the traffic would get more and more cars in between.
So
you
obviously
and them.
They weren't able to get all their important work done. So then when you get them to the main state facility, oh, we can't lock these up even though we have room. Oh, we can't put them in the vault. Sorry. Bev, go on and leave now. We've got some important work to do.
And, you know, I got to tell you, because being there, they delayed bringing the van back so long. It was like everybody had gone home but us and a few, you know, state officials. And then the state officials are all standing around in the room with the ballots, like, just, I mean, for like an hour, just standing there. And I'm like, I'm not leaving. You guys are in the room with the ballots. I'm not leaving, you know. So that's when we got into the ballot vault, we can't put them in there. It's not full, but we can't put them in there. And everybody go home now, you know.
And you're, well, I mean, let me play 2 minutes of that, and then I want you to finish up. Here is Bev Harris talking to the head of the state attorney general. No, Secretary of State. Here it is.
If the building's secure and they put them in the vault last night and brought the news in and said this, they're in the vault, why aren't they in the vault tonight? Or why didn't they stay in here last night? It's a different procedure, is what I'm asking about.
Yeah.
Correct. And the reason for the different procedure in securing the ballots is?
Because the ballots are secure where they are. They're secure here. They're secure where they were last night.
Well, they were in a vault last night behind a key-carded door which has electronic entry records, and here they're not behind a key-carded door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where's the key card?
These door.
But this room doesn't have a key card. And the janitor, I watched the janitor come in there, so it's a little less secure. It seems like here. I'm not understanding. Is the vault full?
No.
So the ballots, you have made a decision not to put the ballots in the vault tonight because it's a deviation that's pretty significant. Well, a vault versus putting them in, leaving them in a room where the janitor has not got to get a key card to get in.
No, he has to have a key card to get in.
This, not this room.
In order to get into this building, he has left the building. We have the last people in the building.
I saw the janitor open the building with his keys.
For anyone to come into this building, they will need a key card. You're going to set the alarm. I'll be setting the alarms on our way out. In order for him to get in, he will have to present a key card.
Was there a security problem that caused you to change from the vault?
You've already asked that question twice. We've answered the question.
You haven't answered the question, which
we've
is why I've asked it.
Just make sure you're here in the morning, and you will see this door that's sealed now. This building's secure. Those ballots are secure, and they're not going to be opened until...
No, the question was why did you change...
Why the change in procedure?
Well, why did one day do one thing and today do something else? That was the question. but I have one. Why is that such a good?
Because they are as safe as they are as they are where we put them last night. And it's
Karen as a mission officer.
Seven or what?
And you're putting a piece of paper over the door?
Okay. Frank, would you say?
I'd like, let's go.
Yes, we will. It is New Hampshire.
So that you kick them all, they're all empty, huh?
Yeah. Okay, so they left them here and they left them unlocked, and this is the city. Oh, let's do this. Who would like to do the honors of putting this on a box and peel it off?
And now they don't like the fact that she's showing that the stickers are designed to be affixed and removed, unlike true seals. Bev Harris, I mean, racing at 90 miles an hour, meeting in the middle of the country with green Jeeps. They find out you've caught up. They run off suspiciously. Slits in them. They get picked up nice. The slits torn open. These guys running around lying to the public and saying the state police were following all of them when they weren't. The fact that Paul kept getting zero in town, turned out he got votes. The polls showed they were going to get many more votes than they actually got, Obama and Paul. How obvious does this have to get here? Do you think people at the end of the day are going to end up going to jail in New Hampshire like they did in Ohio?
Well, not from the New Hampshire Attorney General. One of the things I think we need to do when we deal with law enforcement is give it to multiple levels, IRS, FBI, everybody we can find.
Yeah,
maybe we'll get an honest agent somewhere. You know?
Fire 20 torpedoes, one's going to hit.
Yeah, maybe. We hope. And I do think that, we need to stay on the case here. I can't spend the whole month in New Hampshire because I can't. But I can say that this is something any citizen can do. They can follow that silly van, and you know when those guys know they're being followed, they try to evade you, but then you just basically stay on them, and they can't. It really cuts into their being able to do stuff.
And now they're saying they need more time.
Yeah, and then I think it's so great. I mean, Albert Howard nailed it because, of course, they could go pick all the towns that they're not worried about to go pick up and count first, delay, 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 right? So if he can pick which places to count and tell them he wants to count it immediately upon their arrival and people follow the van, I think you pretty much box them in.
And if they say no, that's even more suspicious.
Right.
Here.
And you want to videotape that. Anytime, one reason to take a video is, even if they say no or you can't video, you want to get that on video.
Absolutely. So who are the people folks need, because you've now left New Hampshire, been there for weeks, who do they need to contact? We need forces. We need the Free State Project. All these other people, I know running around waving Ron Paul signs, shouting over and over again is fun, but we already had the election there. It was obviously stolen. There's no doubt about that. But we need all those Ron Paul people immediately to go follow orders from the people you recommend and to take action as cadre battalions against the enemy, to cover this, to track them, to follow them everywhere they go, to stake out the facility at night where they're holding the ballots, to show the shysters sneveling in. Give us contact infos, attack data points.
I'd like him to email my email, and I will forward it to there's two or three people that are dealing with this, and then we also have instructions now for what to do. And remember, you always want to give them no ammunition. You want to always be very polite and follow the law. You just want to be very firm. And that's what, as you said, people were criticizing what we'd done going into this. That's what people don't understand is, what they're doing
You said criminal enterprise. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, what they're doing there is a criminal enterprise. It has all the earmarks of it.
Okay,
and they're not going to just say, well, let's, hand you some handcuffs and tell you that, oops, well, we didn't do this right. You're going to have to actually, we got several of the bricks to build a foundation for that case. And the best way is to get video.
Well, bottom line, there's your headline. Bev Harris, New Hampshire recount, a criminal enterprise. And we're going to go through all these points and more reports from blackboxvoting.org. Let me just say this. Access TV was born in Austin, Texas. I'm not the big corporate corruption and government corruption fighter you are at the grassroots level. I just try to expose and have guests like your experts, your respected real people like you on that are actually proving cases and sending folks to prison. But I got the board meeting minutes. I found out that between the city, the cable company, and others, they were going to shut Access down. And I learned from police procedures and things I took in criminology, because I did take a few years of that, just the basics, that's what you do with crooks, is you throw out, I know about the crime. And they freaked out and got all scared. Then I hired PIs, sued them, got the data, and sent one guy to prison, and the others are very close to going to Huntsville. One guy got 30-something years for stealing almost half a mil. And right before all this happened, before I brought him down, he came up to me in a parking lot, and he said, I'm going to kill you. When my camera guy wasn't there, and I said, listen to me, buddy. Don't you ever threaten me, and I'm going to bring you down now. So I want folks to know, they don't play games. This is serious, isn't it, Bev?
It's dead serious. I mean, on the other hand, I don't think citizens should go in there expecting, you know, to be really scared and all that stuff. You know, understand that if you go in there with video and you have another person there, and we actually went in there with multiple videos rolling so that if they got one, they wouldn't get the others, you know, then get the video online as quick as you can, then you're not really going to be in danger. It's if you're sitting on something that no one else has.
Bev Harris, great job. I want to have my producer call you and get some of the names of the other great ladies that were there that helped you. I want to have them on tomorrow. God bless you. You're a trooper. I don't know what we do without you, Bev Harris.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. Final segment.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the government has gone completely and totally criminal in most areas. But the majority of people within government, corporations are criminal by and large, the big ones too, are not part of it. They don't understand it. They don't know it because they're compartmentalized. It's at the top. And it's always convicted narcotics traffickers or CIA officers or dope runners that are doing all the voting recounts, all of it. It's always the same. And I have no doubt that it's going to all come out here in New Hampshire. It already has come out. Narcotics traffickers, others at the highest levels running it all. That's who runs America, the crooks. You know, they're the enforcers for the high-level technocracy, the scientific dictatorship. I wanted to get to calls. I wanted to cover other news. In the first hour, I got into the technocracy, the police state, the latest developments, really key info. I hope you'll tune back in 5 minutes at InfoWars.com at the restream of the first hour and second. It was so important. But now I want to ask you, the listeners, in the next 2 hours at JonesReport.com, in the next 2 hours at PrisonPlanet.com, in the next 2 hours at TruthNews.us, I'll get some of my writers at one of those sites, look at all of them, to take the quotes of Bev Harris. She said the election, the recount process in New Hampshire is a criminal enterprise. This lady's very conservative. She produced and, you know, made the Hacking Democracy for HBO. She's neurotic about playing things down, and she said criminal enterprise. Cars racing at 90 miles an hour, meeting green Jeeps in the middle of nowhere, ballot boxes torn open. This is unbelievable. Ron Paul has done the right thing, and he's now come out and said there's fraud in Louisiana. The campaign's doing excellent. I'm going to talk more about that in the days to come. Good things are happening. But listen. Need to help Bev Harris. You're listening in New Hampshire, surrounding areas. Do not wait. You email her. You contact her. She'll hand you over to the really good people who she knows are good. I know she's good. She's got the good people. We need boots on the ground to stop these people now. Now, this story's going up in the next few hours. Countdown. Aaron's in there right now. He's going to get all the quotes together. Paul Watson's going to do one. Steve Watson, all of it. We need 5 articles. We need the whole top banner headlines on all the sites. This is huge, and I need you to go absolutely ape crazy with this information. I'm going to try to call George Norrie, see if I can get Bev Harris or myself. I don't care if it's me or her. On Coast to Coast tonight, this is red-handed. We need to get this out anywhere and everywhere we can now. Get that audio file, that last 50-minute interview we did with Bev Harris, or 45-minute interview. Get it out to everybody now. Get it on YouTube. By the way, YouTube, I noticed, is all Davos Switzerland and New World Order stuff on its main pages and on the sub pages. See, they use keywords. So when you put up Alex Jones videos, don't put Alex Jones up in them for a while. Let's do this test. Put Davos Forum, Bono, pro-New World Order, UN, sustainability, greenhouse gases. Don't put Alex Jones, for all of you that are putting my YouTube stuff up, or double load the videos. Load one that doesn't say Alex in the tags, and then load another that does. I know there's spiders are scanning and seeing comments that say Alex Jones, so the spam enemies are going to hear this and go try to flag it for YouTube, but not before it goes viral. Hit them hard for being censored on YouTube, big time. So stop using Alex Jones as a keyword tag. Those are being suppressed, and keywords they like are kept on the main page and the side pages. Keep using the grassroots. They can pull the plug on the web whenever they want. Get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Make copies of it. Get aggressive in the info war. Infowars.com. Get the DVD. Have showings at your house, your church, your high school, your college. Make copies of it for nonprofit educational purposes. Call toll-free to get Endgame. 888-253-3139, or see it right now on PrisonPlanet.tv for only 15 cents a day. 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Only a few days left on that deal at PrisonPlanet.tv. 5+ months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to thank all the members. You make it all possible. All right. T-minus 2 hours till the story launches. Forewind it. God bless you all. Regret business starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Now.